Following the heartbreaking death of Mayor Tom Henry, so many of you have been asking me if I will be interviewing all of the candidates vying to be our next mayor. And I want to answer that question bluntly this morning. And that is no. No, I will not be interviewing the candidates yet. Simply because there are so many of them. Right now, there are seven so far, that is. They are as follows. We've got Michelle Chambers, Fort Wayne City Council at large. Sharon Tucker, Fort Wayne City Council for our 6th District. Stephanie Crandall, Fort Wayne Director of Intergovernmental Affairs. Jorge Fernandez, Democratic Precinct Committeeman. We've got Palermo Galindo, Community Liaison. Phil Giaquina, Indiana State Representative for District 80, and Austin Knox, a Wayne Township trustee. Now, let me kind of explain why I will not be interviewing any of them just yet. So Indiana law calls for a party-specific caucus to replace the mayor. This caucus must be held within 30 days after the date of vacancy. That caucus, it has been scheduled. It is on the books for April 20th. At the Lincoln Financial Event Center at Parkview Field. Recently, I spoke with Andy Downs, Director Emeritus for Purdue Fort Wayne, about what this caucus process will really look like. Take a listen.
Well, the caucus in some respects is very much like an old-fashioned way of doing things. Mm-hmm. All the precinct committee people who are either elected or have been serving as a precinct committee person for at least 30 days, they are sent notice that this is happening. And then anybody who wants to run could literally file to run for the office. On caucus day, all of those precinct committee people show up in a room, and it's that simple. It could be any room. They show up in a room, and then there are rules to follow that are agreed to by the precinct committee people. For example, there usually are speeches, multiple rounds of voting quite often if there are, say, four or five candidates who are running. And then by the time you're done, you actually get to an elected official. Now, this is all done, when they say secret ballot, it's actually done on paper usually.
Mm-hmm.
So there are folks with pieces of paper. They mark their vote. They drop it in a ballot box. And then a team of people who are representing the party as actors. So these are supposed to be folks who are trustworthy, et cetera. And then folks who can watch. So, in other words, if you're a candidate, you can have somebody watch to make sure nothing funny's going on with counting of the ballots. But they literally pull the ballots out of the box one at a time, and they keep a tally. And as long as the tallies match up and the count certifies itself or is accounting-wise equal, then you say we have a winner or we know what the results are.
So there you go. I do want to emphasize something that Andy said there in that clip. This is a caucus for precinct chairs, also known as precinct committeemen or precinct committee persons. These people actually run in an election to be our precinct committee people. There are typically a couple of hundred of them throughout the entire county. Now, in order for them to vote in this caucus, they have to have been a precinct committee person for at least 30 days. And so, yes, there might be a couple of hundred of these individuals throughout the entire county. Because of that 30-day stipulation, there could maybe only be about 100 of these individuals, okay? So these precinct committee people are the ones who will be voting to elect the next mayor of Fort Wayne, not we the people. This is going to be a very small group of individuals actually voting on April 20th during this caucus. I know so many people are confused about this, but just know we the people are not voting. So during this caucus, state law does require a majority vote for a candidate to actually fill the vacancy. OK, so 50% of the vote. If none of the candidates receive a majority of the votes, get this. And there are seven of them. Remember that the candidate who received the fewest votes will have to drop out of the race after each round of balloting until one of them does meet that 50% threshold. So this could be really interesting to watch. As I mentioned, there are seven candidates so far. So yes, just keep in mind, this small group of committee people is going to have so much power. But that is why I will not be interviewing all seven of these candidates, because we the people, we will not be voting. Instead, I'm going to wait to see who our next mayor actually is, and then we can have him or her on the program, and we can learn more about that person together.
Podcasts by Federated Media.